The gift-giving season is finally here. Make sure you don't forget to give a gift to the most important person in the world, yourself. Siyempre, we're all about self-love dito, mga mare. And one of the best gifts that you can give to yourself is good health. Di ba da?
Tama. At dahil dyan, may gusto kaming ichika na budol sa inyo. At yun ang...
BlendJet 2!
Yung BlendJet 2 ay super portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach.
Taray! It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients. Tulad ng yelo na tagdodos noon, pero taglilima na ngayon.
At super quiet siya, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house.
It also lasts for more than 15 blends and recharges quickly via USB-C.
Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go.
Gusto ko yung pwede ko talaga siyang magamit sa gym or kaya pag trip ko, I could use it to make a cocktail sa gym, charing.
Ako naman yung favorite ko dito yung pwede siyang mabasa, yung buong blender, and that it washes itself. Well, sana all.
What are you waiting for? So yes, go to blendjet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code isthisthingon12, yes, number 12 and no spaces, to get 12% off your order. BlendJet delivers worldwide, mga mare.
They guarantee that you'll love it or your money back. Again, go to blendjet.com and use isthisthingon12 to get 12% off your order.
So go na, mga mare. Pabudol ka na!
My name is Daryl.
And my name is Cash.
And you're listening to...
Is This Thing On?
The Podcast.
Oh ha, antaray, may ad na tayo, mare!
Mare, unang ad of the
year. Akala mo, ang sipag-sipag mag-publish ng episode.
I know. Nakakaloka, kaya bumili kayo, ha? Nako.
Oo, para ano, kumikitang kabuhayan tayo dito. Pangbawi lang ng gastos ng December, guys.
Oo, Diyos ko. Ano ba naman yung December na yan? December na naman, ang bilis.
Kaya nga, kita ko may nag-post. Sabi, December na pala, parang kailalang nilalagnat tayo lahat sabay-sabay noong January. Nilagnat ka din ba nun?
Oh my God, naalala ko December last year, nilalagnat ako.
Diba? Lahat ata nagkalagnat nun. Nakakapanik kaya. Tapos ngayon, December na ulit.
Tapos nilalagnat ulit tayo.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fever. Char. Ano daw?
Ano daw?
Huwag ko, gawa-gawa lang ako ng singing. Ayun.
Anong plano mo ngayong December?
Ay, mare, hindi ko din... Magbayad ng bills? Actually, yun yung itatopic namin ngayong episode na to.
Bills?
Hindi bills, Mars.
Okay, akala ko bills na naman.
About the holiday season and how it's different now that we are adults. Oh, o, diba? Sobrang so original ng outline natin. Parang gano'n na lang palagi. Comparison. Sabi nung ano, may kakilala tayo na nagsabi ano daw, nostalgia baiting.
Nostalgia baiting. Ah, gano'n ba? O, sige, eto. Paano nyo ba sinaselebrate yung holidays noon, nung bata ka? Dahil sinabi mo na rin lang.
Siguro yung earliest memory ko ng Christmas season is church-centered pa rin. Pero meron pa rin yung ano, may pa-Christmas eme pa kami sa bahay. Like may pa-Christmas tree, ganyan. Mm-mm. May maghahanda or magluluto si mama ng onting salo-salo lang, ganyan. Pero nung ako pa lang yung anak noon.
Yung may salo-salo.
Oo. Hindi. Kasi ano eh, ewan ko, sa amin hindi naman ata kasi kami masyadong nagsiselebrate ng Christmas.
Kasi hindi ata tayo naniniwala sa Christmas. O kami lang ba yun?
Hindi eh.
I mean, parang naniniwala kasi it's there but it's not because Jesus was born on that day.
Oo. Parang clarify yun. That's how I remember it then. Like, it's always clarified in church na like, okay guys, Jesus wasn't really born on December. But we're gonna take this time to like kind of commemorate his birth and celebrate his birth.
Pag ganun.
Isasakto na lang natin, sabi nila.
Ah, ganun ba? Sa amin iba? Oo, pero anong ginagawa nyo nun pag Christmas?
Hindi lang kasi Christmas eh. Parang kinocombine na rin namin siya with New Year. Pero in general, the holiday season. Natandaan ko before, syempre happy kasi syempre bata ka, diba? So may pa-Christmas party, alam mong may mga Christmas goodie bags, eme-eme, tas makakakuha ka ng gifts from your ninong and ninang. Ay, shoota. Actually, ang dami kong ninong at ninang nung parang bininyagan ako. Pero isang ninong at isang ninang lang ang kilala ko growing up. Tapos hindi din sila palaging nagbibigay ng pamasko kasi nga hindi totoo ang Christmas.
You hypocrites.
Oh, pero ganun. Ikaw ba?
Kami nung bata ako, ang favorite ko pag ganitong holiday, kasi diba sa bagay tayo nakatira. Mm-hmm. So pag medyo December na malamig, tapos alam mo naman tayo, parang dahil laking church, marami tayong mga alam na Christmas songs, ganyan. Tapos kumakanta pa tayo. Tapos mga bandang December, actually ngayon, mga bandang December 11, December 13, lalabas na kami ng sinasamahan ko na yung kapatid ko, tsaka yung pinsan ko, mga ngaroling kami.
Ay, tapos
parang ang makukuha namin ay mga 300 pesos a night, ganyan.
Ay,
tapos, paghatian namin tatlo yun. Tapos, ayun, parang for some reason, parang the next mornings, parang wala na yung pera. Tapos, parang nagiging blanket na siya. Ganyan, parang sabi ni mama, oh, binili ko
ni Santa Claus.
Ganun. Pero, in general, super, super saya niyang season. Like, gusto ko yung Christmas lights, yung hindi pa LED Christmas lights. Tapos, makulay yung may red, green, ganyan. Tapos, ewan ko, parang ang saya-saya lang kasi walang pasok, may mga ganon, may mga pa-event. Tapos umuwi kami sa Tarlac. Tapos, ayun, magkakasama kami mga pinsan, ganyan, lalaro-laro kami, ganun. Parang super, super happy
parang
lang.
Parang mas happy yung sayo.
Hindi dahil naipanganak na si Jesus. It wasn't about that. It also wasn't because about giving, kasi hindi ako namimigay ng gifts nun. Ako yung tumatanggap ng gifts. At parang magmamano po ka sa rich people mo at bibigyan ka ng 1,000. The next days, wala na naman yun.
Re-reimburse na naman.
Nalala ko yung talaga yun. Oh my God. Kukunin ng nanay mo. Promise.
Gawin ko nga yun. May diba? Reimbursement ng gifts.
Oo. Pero, ayun, dahil nakakuha ko ng mga maliliit na gifts from different titos and ninongs and ninangs, happy ako. Parang excited ako to go back to school kasi meron akong bagong pencil case, ganun. Ayun.
Parang mas happy yung sa'yo, sa inyo. Siguro dahil meron kayong like extended family na pinupuhantahan. Nung bata kayo ha, rather. Sa amin kasi, malalayo din yung like relatives ko. Kasi yung iba nasa Visayas, yung iba nasa Bicol.
Sa Bicol, oo.
Oo. So, aside sa church events, kami-kami lang din. I remember, like, if I were to, like, pull a particular memory from my childhood, yung one of the happy memories was, like, so, syempre, di ba, poor kami, ganyan. Pero we still wanted to give gifts to each other. Pero dahil hindi nga namin afford to like give gifts to everyone, ang ginagawa namin sa bahay, nagbubunutan kami.
para one gift lang.
Oo, one gift each. Okay. Ganyan. Tapos yun, ganun yung ginagawa namin. Tapos yung mama ko before, she would cook like a typical mom would do. She would prepare. But the thing with my mom is, she wasn't built for that. Alam mo yun, she wasn't built for domestic wife stuff. And apparently, I also got that, by the way. Yung hindi siya magaling maghanda. Like, gusto niya, she wants to. Pero, one of the, I guess, bad memories, not bad, but not exactly pleasant memories that I have during the holiday season. Yeah, kasi, syempre, di ba, very busy. Ang daming ginagawa, tapos ang dami niya pang pre-prepare para sa church events. So, mm-hmm. I remember, like, she would always end up having a breakdown.
Habang naghahanda for Christmas?
Yes. Or if it's not really Christmas, actually, naghahanda kami New Year lang. Pero yeah, for the holidays. Maghahanda. Mm-hmm. She would end up having a breakdown because she's like so tired. She's anxious about having to do a lot of things, having to prepare a lot of things.
Baka kasi hindi ka tumutulong, Kesh.
Siyempre, ano, tumutulong naman kami, pero malamang bata ako, di ba? So, ano naman tulong ang magagawa ko, like, tulong na tulong, di ba? Wala pa din. Wala din ako masyadong matulong. Pero, yeah, I remember the night would end up with my mom breaking down. So,
oh my God.
Ang nangyari noon, moving forward, was hindi na lang kami naghahanda para hindi ma-stress yung nanay ko. Tapos parang to the benefit of the finances of our household. Kasi, syempre, pag maghahanda ka, gagastos ka. Diba? So, okay na lang din na hindi kami naghahanda. Ganyan.
Sabagay. Eh, sabi ngayon sa DTI, 500 lang makakapaghanda ka na. Oh, di ba? Oh, beep that.
Diyos ko, Lord. Oh. pero ano, remembering that particular memory, now I kind of understand why my mom had those breakdowns. Syempre, pag bata ka, hindi mo naman gets eh. Pero ngayon, naiintindihan ko na, kaya pala nagbe-breakdown yung nanay ko noon. Because holidays are so, so stressful. And that's what we're gonna talk about. So, now that you're an adult na, I mean, ikaw, meron ka pa bang ibang memories? Like, you talked about the good memories.
Feeling ko dense lang ako, or...
Baka.
Oh, parang mas love ko tuloy yung nanay ko kasi siya yung nagpe-prepare.
Yeah.
Tapos parang kahit maghugas ng pinggan, parang part yun ng happiness. Kasi we would like, just like, wait for the yummy food to come. Ganun. Siguro ganun yung privilege. Love na love ko talaga si mama kasi, yun nga, parang masaya lang. Parang wala yata akong nare-recall na memory ganun na nagbe-breakdown siya. Uh-huh. Pero kung ako siya, magbe-breakdown ako. So, yun ko... Feeling ko magaling siya magtago.
Feeling wow. Ginasli.
Nag-revise ng history. Tsareng! Ano?
Ngayon, natatandaan ko na, medyo may bubog ako sa holiday season kasi naiingit ako sa mga families who would have that kind of holiday season. Alam mo yun?
Mm-mm.
Like, kasi may expectation eh na ganito, na ganyan, na happy, ang daming ginagawa.
Tapos may decorations. May decorations din ba kayo sa bahay? No? Kasi kami wala. Hanggang ngayon.
I think doon bumawi yung nanay ko kasi mahilig siya mag-decorate. Oh. So, may mga pa ganun siya. Pero actually, all year round na yung Christmas decoration.
Ang weird.
Oo.
Feeling ko naman, pero masaya ka naman in general, di ba? Nung holiday season.
Siyempre, pag bata ka, oo, in general. Kasi...
Napansin mo ba na nagbago siya recently?
Oo naman.
Lalo
oh
na
my nung God.
Pandemic. Oh my oo, God. Oo.
Actually,
what the fuck?
I had the realization na iba na ang Christmas ever since I started working, I guess.
College levels.
Nung college... phase of my life. Parang at that point, kasi medyo tanggap ko na, okay, we celebrate differently compared to other families. Mm-hmm. The way we celebrate it is more on like, you know, spending it with church members and that's okay. Like, we enjoy this, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, kasi ganyan. Parang nung college, dun ako nakasubok mag-celebrate ng holidays. Either Christmas or New Year, nang mag-isa. I mean, nang hindi kasama yung pamilya. Kasi you have work, diba? Mm-hmm. Like, kailangan mong pumasok on the 24th and 25th. Tangina, diba?
Yeah.
Yung mga ganun. So, parang, hindi. Pero kasi nung panahon na yun, ano eh, parang wala pa ako masyadong adult responsibilities. Like, I don't know. Bakit? Parang same naman. Parang may bills din naman ako nun. Pero, nakakapag-inom ako with friends, from work, ganun. So, after shift, mag-iinom kasi Christmas naman, ganun. Tapos nakapag, ano, eto, parang recently, hindi ko lang siya ramdam. December na nga, tapos nag-profile picture pa tayo ng si Jose Marichan, pero hindi ko pa rin ramdam.
Hindi mo ramdam.
Yung emotion of that. Ano ko?
Before, akala ko, it was just, you know, the coldness of Baguio that I was missing. Pero hindi eh. I'm not sure.
Paano ba siya nagiging reality sa'yo?
You mean reality as in like yung difference ng Christmas or the holiday season now that...
Like it's different because reality slaps you in the face. Ganun.
I first felt that, oh my God, iba na yung Christmas ngayon when I started working. But it came in slow kasi I had other privileges before. When I started working, I had the capacity to buy gifts for my family, for my friends, which I liked very much. Pero tandaan ko nun yung first time kong mag-Christmas and mag-New Year na nagwo-work. Kasi nga, di ba, call center. So, panggabi ka. So, sasalubungin mo talaga yung Pasko tsaka yung bagong taon sa floor. Sa ano, habang nagtitake ng calls. And it was sad. Kasi, syempre, nasanay ka na you would be spending it with your family. Kahit wala kayong masyadong ganap or kahit na itutulog nyo lang eh, di ba? Pagising mo, kasama mo sila, and you might plan something, you might go somewhere. Kami, ang ginagawa pala namin nun, this is what I remember, kasi di ba hindi na kami naghahanda. Ang ginagawa na lang namin, nagluluto kami ng sobrang simple lang na madaling baunin, tapos dinadala namin sa John Hay. Tapos magpipiknik lang kami sa John Hay. Wala kaming gagawin. Magpipiknik lang kami doon. Oo. Like, nakakambay lang kami. Oo. Tapos mag-iihaw si Papa. And that was it. But it was a tradition that we did for many years. And, oh no, ngayon ko lang naalala and now I feel sad.
I'm sad. Welcome to therapy.
Kasi we didn't have much. But we spent time together. And nung mga times na yun, yun nga, dahil siguro less responsibilities, it was good. It was, mas hindi ko ramdam yung pressure nun ng holiday season. And na-appreciate ko yung efforts na ginagawa ng parents ko. Yung efforts na kaya nila na kahit it's not, you know, a family vacation somewhere, or it's not a galanting feast. It was their own way of showing us na, you know, we value each other in the family. Na kahit ang budget lang namin nun to, para mag-exchange gift was 100 pesos, 200. Kaya ang daming mug sa bahay kasi puro mug. Yun lang yung kaya ng pera eh. Oo. Or kumot, ganun. It was a good memory. Those were good memories, even though hindi maiwasan na we wished we had something more. But yeah, going back, ngayong ano ko, adult ako, yun nga, work. Tas mas may pressure kasi na you have to work because we know that nothing is free anymore. And as much as you want to, you know, give everyone you love a gift, it all comes with a price, unfortunately. Nothing is freaking free. And you want to give them something, at least, something material. Pero, di ba, yun nga, like, dagdag gastusin siya.
Totoo yan. Actually, marami rin akong friends na ano, yung sa malayo, yung probinsya nila. Actually, nung nag-work ako sa Baguio, ayun, tas di ba, sa Cavite yung family ko, hindi ako makauwi kasi parang 25, 24 lang yung may pasok. Ay, walang pasok. Kailangan mo pumasok ng 26. Parang ganyan.
Oo, diba?
Parang bakit ka pa uuwi? Parang nawala yung worth dahil mas kinakailangan mo nga magtrabaho to pay the bills.
Oo.
Hindi lang pera, hindi lang sahod. Like, yung attendance mo at work. Kasi pag ikaw ay umabsent, pwede kang matanggal sa work dahil marami naman pwedeng pumalit sa'yo. Alam mo yung ganong fear? Ganon yung realidad pag ikaw yung tumanda na. Kaya na, nasanay akong mag-celebrate ng New Year. May mga taon na mag-isa ko lang, ganyan.
Oo.
Or kasama ko yung housemates ko, kasi hindi sila makauwi, kasi mahal nga din yung pamasahe, tapos may trabaho, diba? Ayun, mag-order na kami ng pizza, ganyan, tapos order ng beer, ganyan. We would spend the holidays together, na hindi na siya usually with family. At up until these recent years, ganun yung nangyayari. Parang, yeah. Ayoko din. Actually, yung family ko kasi nag-celebrate sila sa church. So, parang naalala ko New Year, parang imbis na magsalo-salo kami, magmimisa muna ang pagkatagal-tagal, tapos sakalang kakain pagtapos na yun. Parang, wala.
Ay, yung iba, for other, ano ha, I mean, for other people, they value that. Like, they see that as a family time, yeah.
I know, but yun nga,
dahil may difference na.
Dahil may difference na yun. Hindi ako sumasali. So, ayun, eventually we got to, not sure for you, but I think I got to navigate through finding happiness in the holiday season. Pero yun nga, it doesn't hit you the same way as before anymore.
Yeah. I think it's the same with everybody. Kasi the change is, it brings this kind of sadness na, you know, it's never gonna be the same. Yun na, there's nothing in the world that's constant except change. So,
oo, ang mahal-mahal na nang bilihin ngayon. Na pagkamahal-mahal, oh, Diyos diba? Ko Lord. Ginagaslight pa tayo. 500!
Gumawa pa nga sila ng ano, like breakdown. Nung
breakdown? Tingnan nyo ba? Eh kung kayo kaya magganito.
Teka, nagdadigress tayo. Nagdadigress.
Wala, galit ako ngayon.
Hindi yung ano, gusto ko yung binanggit mo kanina na you were trying to navigate with the changes and through adulthood life. Doing your own thing. Because, syempre, the things that you used to do before no longer brings joy for you now. Like, you mentioned, you know, the family tradition was go to church, celebrate the holiday season with your churchmate. Ako din before, that brought me a lot of joy. And I'm not gonna take that credit away from younger Kesh. I really was happy before. Mm-hmm. Pero since now that I have grown older, there were certain changes at what brings me joy. And there's this bit of sadness na, like, I will never experience that anymore the same way I experienced it before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sad, but yeah, yun yung end note. So that's sad. I think what I was trying to say is the challenging part, or I think it's also a fun part, you know, we get to make our own traditions now,
yeah,
that we're adults. Like, we may not be able to spend it with our family for various reasons. Maybe it's distance, maybe it's financial, maybe we had a falling out with our family, if not our, you know, immediate family, with our other family relatives, ganyan. Pero the great thing about being an adult is we get to choose our family now. It doesn't even have to be blood relatives. It's like your friends, your loved ones.
Yeah. And I'm happy that since the pandemic, we remember nung 2020 Christmas, 2021 Christmas, we were together with friends. And that was so beautiful. Naalala mo din, eto hindi to tradition. Gusto ko lang isplook yung memory. Naalala mo, parang nasa Cavite yata ako nun, tapos nasa Baguio ka. Mag-isa kang nag-New Year.
Oo.
Tapos ka-video call kita. Naglilinis ka ng bahay, ng apartment natin. Tapos parang,
I remember.
Naalala mo ba yun?
Oo, syempre. Oh, core syempre. Memory. Kasi may multo yung apartment natin. Natatakot ako mag-isa. I couldn't leave kasi meron nga akong work nun. So mag-isa lang ako nun. Tapos ka-video call ko lang kayo. Tapos sinasabi nyo pa nga, kayo ng mga kapatid mo, di ba? Sabi nyo, mag-ambaga na lang kayo. Tapos gusto nyo ako bigyan ng pamasahe. Para pumunta ng Cavite. Tapos sa Cavite na lang. Tapos parang, while I was like, oh, thank you so much. Parang ang weird din sa akin na makakarating ako ng Cavite. Pero sa Tarlac, hindi ako makauwi. Alam mo yun? Parang ang weird sa akin na it didn't sit well with me that ang weird pa rin that I would be like celebrating the holidays with a different family. Of course, I love your family, but it would still be different. It would.
Yeah.
There's this sort of guilt inside me. Parang sige, okay lang. I'll be fine on my own. Pero yeah, the holidays bring this. I've heard about this na yung for a lot of people, the holiday season is, as much as it's supposed to be, quote-unquote, a festive, you know, time.
Holiday, yeah.
Yeah, like a happy time, a joyful time. A lot of people are actually finding the holiday season more, like, depressing. Right? And that's the truth. I kind of want to talk about that.
Siya naka-anxious siya, no?
Oo.
Yeah. I've felt this nung pandemic.
Yeah.
Very specifically. Kasi, ayun, parang, alam mo yung meron kang Zoom fatigue because of home-based work. Uh-uh. Tapos, hindi mo ma-separate yung work mo sa sleep. Sa personal life mo, kasi andun lang sila yung both spaces na yun in one household. Ganyan. So, ang daming I remember feeling a lot of stress. Nabanggit ko to sa previous episodes na nagkakaroon ako ng nagma-manifest siya physically yung stress na yun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ewan ko, like, hindi na ako nakatulog kasi eventually naging alcoholic na rin ako, ganyan. Tapos, syempre, andun yung wala ka pang pera kasi yung pamilya mo, dahil nga pandemya yun, nag-undergo kayo as a family through, like, so much financial stress.
Yeah.
And for yourself din. Tapos, parang, yung expectations na nakikita mo online, na it's so happy online.
Yeah.
Kasi may mga influencers na nasa TikTok, ganyan-ganyan. Oh, it's Christmas! We have a freaking Christmas tree! Tapos ikaw, you don't have a Christmas tree. Because like, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Ayun, parang super stressful nun. And it's really sad.
Made you extra sad, no?
Yeah, and you missed your friends kasi you usually go out with them, diba? Uh-uh. Or you would have plans to get to be with your family, pero sobrang strict ng protocols. Eto ngayon, parang wala naman, super lightened na yung, parang wala naman pandemya eh, diba?
Parang
pero,
wala, yeah.
Pero andun pa rin yung stress na gagastos ka, shit, this will be outside of my budget, ganyan.
That's true. I think yun yung isa sa mga pinaka nakaka-stress sa akin ngayon. The budget part, yeah.
Hindi, sa 500, makakakuha ka naman.
Hindi kasi, di ba, ang mahal nga naman bilihin yun. And actually, I'm already privileged enough na yung hindi kami naghahanda sa within my family, me, my husband, and my kids. We don't cook. Parang pupunta na lang kami dun sa in-laws ko. Kasi sila yung hiling maganda.
Maganda.
Oo. So I don't even have to stress about that part. Yung sa gift-giving lang, like, I really want to give gifts. But wala talaga sa budget, Mars.
Di bigyan mo ng wall clock.
Mahal pa rin ang wall clock.
Mahal rin ang wall clock.
Akala, bumura
picture
lang ang wall
frame.
Clock.
Oh, mahal din ang picture
frame. Sino na nagpapaprint ngayon? Wala na nagpapaprint nata sa Facebook. Diba?
Eh, di handkerchief, yung three handkerchiefs in one bundle, tas tatlong tao.
Pero alam mo yun, like, you don't have to, but you feel, there's still this weird, pressure na you have to give. At least you have to give something. And
of
you
course,
do
it's
want
capitalism.
Yes. You want to, but yun nga, that's what's stressing me out the most. Tapos, alam mo yung, syempre ako as a parent, I want to give my children like good core memories about the holiday season. Pero dahil busy nga sa work, kung hindi man kulang sa budget, busy sa work, ang hirap mag-isip ng kung anong pwedeng gawin. Gusto mong lumabas pero ang daming tao sa labas. Alam mo yun, like gusto mong kahit nga mall lang kaso ang dami din tao sa mall. So, ako nape-pressure ako as a mom na what can I give my children like they can remember. And kasi especially at their age now. Especially at their age now. Like
I know, a spanking.
Alam mo, si Raul.
Merry Christmas! Gana!
Hindi kasi, yun, napipressure ako dun and na, ewan ko for normal people, pero sa akin, na-overwhelm ako, honestly. Na-overwhelm ako and sometimes I don't know how to handle it. Tapos ang nangyayari, pag I don't know how to handle it and I'm overwhelmed, I end up doing nothing at all. So, yun yung struggle ko. Ala, ginawa therapy session. Nag-share lang ng struggle.
How do you feel about it?
Pero, I'm glad, like, talking about it now with you and also us recalling how it was when we were kids. Ngayon ko lang talaga naisip. Ngayon ko lang naalala. Ngayon lang ako napag-isip-isip. At ngayon ko lang naalala na we didn't have anything. We didn't have much at all. But I still enjoyed it. Kasi we spend it together. And now I am reminded na, I guess as long as you are with the important people and you make the most out of it, I think.
And even if you are not with important people, even if you spend the holidays alone,
yeah,
That's also very beautiful. It's actually very nice. You guys should try it.
Oh, kasi...
siya.
Oo. Medyo meron onting ano lang, may onting pang of sadness. But once you get over that, you'll actually see the nice part of like spending time on your own.
Yeah, like your happiness should not depend on
other people.
The presence of other people. Yes. You will. Oh, a weird experience yon, pero it's also beautiful.
I think doon ko na realize yung Christmas na yon, yung holiday season na yun, na mag-isa lang ako sa Baguio. Parang doon ko na appreciate na okay pala mag-isa kasi you get to do whatever you want without like the expectation from other people na you have to do this, you have to go there, you have to spend this, you have to, you know,
do these
sorts of things. It's giving to yourself, you know.
Yeah, actually, may gusto nga matry. Hindi ko lang natry kasi putang nga ng pandemya. Nung lumipat kami dito sa Manila, yung merong New Year's Eve on like major cities dito sa NCR. Tapos parang magiinom-inom lang sa streets. Ganun yung balita ha, or something, or may pa-concert or something. Ganun. Tapos pupunta lang, gusto ko lang pumunta doon, ganyan, mag-countdown sa New Year.
Oh, gusto ko din matry yun. Pero diba? Syempre, hindi pa na matatry yun ngayon kasi meron ako.
Oh, gusto ko pong matry family. Yun, promise. Like, I don't be with anybody
really
else.
It sounds fun, right?
It really does. And sometimes, it's really sad kasi nga mahal talaga yung bilihin ngayon. So, parang, ayoko namang sabihin na it's okay na, you know, sometimes if you don't have anything, it's okay.
Because it's not.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
It's not always okay, you know?
Actually, not even Christmas season. Kahit di pa nga Christmas season. It's not okay to have like, to need to worry every day about the food on your table. But I hope na we adults get to find some sort of happiness.
Yeah, despite those things. I believe we can.
I'm not saying like be happy with what, because that's just like apologist logic. But no, it's not okay. But
yeah, despite of the hardships, we hope na we still find
lower inflation.
that too. and enjoy the small things. It doesn't have to be material. I know, sobrang cliche, no? But sometimes we forget, eh. Ako nga, I forget din, eh. It's not the material things. Sure, they bring joy. They bring some kind of joy, of course. But that's not everything. Yun nga, because it's the season of giving, we also have to, like I mentioned earlier, we have to remember to give to ourselves too. And that can also mean that it's not just, you know, sobrang cliche ng self-love, di ba? Pero if we break it down, like, how do you love yourself ba? It can be like establishing boundaries. Kasi I know of a lot of people who are overwhelmed by the holiday season kasi they feel like they have to give, you know, give time.
They have to attend here, attend there.
Yes, attend there.
Face
because
your
it's the Christmas
ridiculous
season.
Relatives who will body shame you.
Diba? Sometimes, even though you don't realize it, you're already exhausted. But for the sake of, you know, the holiday season, you just keep on giving. You also have to learn how to give to yourself. And, you know, give yourself some time for yourself to rest. Learn how to say no if you don't want to. Because you don't have to.
Get all the sleep that you want to have.
Yes. Right.
Or, like, go to the gym. Or kung wala kang gym, edi mag-jog ka sa labas.
Pero kung walang
takutin
sidewalk,
mo yung mga
anong gagawin?
Batang nangangaroli. Kung wala kang sidewalk, edi ano? Ano nga ba? Sige nga, sagutin mo nga yung tanong na yun, Leche. Kung walang sidewalk, saan ka magja-jogging?
It doesn't even have to be jogging. You know what? Just stay indoors. Yeah. Binge, if not like a new show, just binge your comfort show. Something that you know that will bring you joy.
Or lumandi ka. Like mag-download ka ng Tinder, ganyan. Binge
oh,
naman diba? Yun.
Oo, like give some time for yourself. And if you don't really celebrate the holidays, that's perfectly fine. You can just see this as just a regular day. Nagkataon lang na, uy, walang pasok. Ganun. Oh, diba? So use it for yourself. Diba?
Tulog ka, mag-inom ka, mag-meditate ka.
Or both. Meditate habang umiinom. Pwede ba yun?
Ewan ko.
Pero yeah.
So dahil dyan, actually, gusto ko itang tanungin, Kesh. Kasi nung mga bata tayo, yung mga parents natin, yung families natin yung nagde-define ng kung paano natin may enjoy yung holiday season. Tayo ngayon, like, we make the decisions, we call the shots, we spend on the shots we make. So, like, this year, or moving forward, how do you envision spending the holidays? Ideally. It doesn't have to be that way, pero how would you want it?
Ideally.
Yeah, hindi naman masamang mangarap, diba?
Oo. Siyempre, dapat may goal pa rin tayo. Kahit pa paano. Minamanifest natin. So, we work towards that. Siguro, the ideal way I would spend the holiday season is to spend with the people I love. Regardless on how we spend it. It can be just a day indoors or maybe a day outside. It doesn't even have to be in a fancy place. It could be. That would be really nice. You know? But the important part is like spending it with the people that you want to be around with, the people who you know value your presence, not even the literal presence with a T.
At hindi siya kailangan sa 24, di ba?
Kasi yeah, like, it does.
Meron kasing hierarchy yan eh, like kung sino yung mapupunta sa 24 is the people na, di ba?
Tapos,
order na lang kaya sa weekend after 24, ganyan. It doesn't mean that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Kasi, I guess the holiday season is just a special time that if you... I guess it's convenient kasi... It's convenient kasi madaming, like, holidays. So, madaming day off. So, you get to choose where and when and who you spend it with. I guess that's how I see it now. So, it's just more opportunity for me to get together with the people that matter to me the most. Of course, that's my family, my children. Ako, as a parent, syempre, nandun na yung duty ko na give them good memories so that meron silang panghuhugutan until they grow up.
Dalhin mo sa Jollibee para may good memory. Tapos paluin mo para mag-stay.
Pasaway ka. But bakit tayo nuhang nino?
Oh shit, kailangan ko magregalo pa.
Oh yun, hindi. Yun yung isa sa mga sinabi ko sa mga ninong at ninang ng mga anak ko. Like,
bakit di mo sinabi sa akin? Ninong din naman ako.
Hoy, sinabi ko yun sa inyo. Hindi mo lang naalala. Baka lasing ka. Hindi, ang sinabi ko is like, I hope you don't see this as like something na pagpasko lang na aanuhin ko kayo. It's not even that. I don't even mind if nasa sa inyo na yan. If you really want to give and if you have the capacity to give, like, that would be really nice. Pero ang motive ko to get the ninongs and ninangs of my kids is like, para may katuwang ako na nalalapitan ko. Pagka...
So, ikaw pala? Ninong mo?
To help raise.
Ah, to help raise.
Oo, yun yung intention ko na yung alam kong matutulungan ako, magiging support system ko as a parent while raising these kids. It's not just during the holidays, during Christmas. I don't even celebrate Christmas.
Ano, bibigyan ko yung mga inaanak ko talaga ng unity ina ang pau. Parang may maintindihan nila na hanggang pagtanda nila, yun yung Christmas na binigyan sila ng unity. Printed.
Oy, teka, may kwento
put
ako,
on
sorry.
On ang pau. Diba?
May kwento parang ako about that.
Bakit?
So, meron akong friend. Sorry, magdadigress tayo onte. Yung friend ko, my friend siya.
Okay.
My workmates / friend siya na BBM supporter. Sorry po kung may nakikinig. Kwento lang talaga to. Tapos, sabi nung friend niyang yon, sabi, Pasko na pala, no? Parang hindi ramdam, sabi niya. Tapos, sabi niya, in addition, kasalanan ng makakakamping ko to eh. Tapos tinanong niya, bakit naman nila kasalanan na hindi mo dama yung Christmas? Sa parang ang sad daw ng Christmas. Hindi daw feel. Sabi ni friend, ano, kasi nagluluksa pa rin sila hanggang ngayon. Hindi ko lang kasalanan na naman namin. Bakit? Parang kasalanan namin na hindi na nga kami nagluluksa, parang lahat na lang tayo nagdudusa sa matataas na prices. Hindi ba yun yung nangyayari? Wala naman ata kami kinalaman sa kung ano nafe-feel mo, te, ganun.
Wala na kwento ko.
Natawa lang ako doon.
Maganda kwento yan. Pero ayun, I think that's it for today.
Salamat sa pag-acknowledge.
Salamat.
Na maganda yung kwento.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, that's it for today.
End-note natin. And then, so, I guess how we want to end this is, you know, just a reminder that the holidays are just the holidays. These can be special days. These can be regular days for you. And that's
you
fine.
You do you.
You do you, hun.
You do you.
But, yeah, I think it's a good time to remember, you know, what matters the most for us. It may be people, it may be time for ourselves.
Okay.
But just in case that the holiday season may hit you harder than most days, and you can't cope.
Ang maganda pang i-remember ay meron kaming mental health hotlines na ipopost sa show notes. At maganda rin i-remember na open lagi yung page namin to listen to your stories. And okay lang din naman na i-remember na i-follow kami sa social media ngayong December. Oh, diba? It rhymes.
Pag-gift nyo na sa amin, gano'n?
Pag-gift nyo na sa amin. Pero pwede rin Gcash kung gusto nyo talagang, you know, you're in the spirit of giving. Pero ayun,
wow.
Salamat sa pakikinig.
We hope you like this episode. Hanggang sa muli, ako si Ketch.
At ako si Daryl.
And this is...
Is This Thing On?
The podcast.